Second pack of Ne'ilah, third Mishnah. Porim anisrofim, mesir anisrofim, the chatois that have to be burnt. Moilam be'mishay hoktushu, since the kodesh kodoshim, once when it's makdishim, they have Ne'ilah. Nishchatu shuli posa betfulyom, mechuzik kipom belino. Once it was shechtin, then they get a higher level of kedusha, and now a person who went to the mikveh for a tumah d'oraisa, but it's before sunset, he will be, even though he went to the mikveh, still he'll be matam of them. And also certain type of tumors like zov, zov, yuledes, mitzayda, have to bring certain karbonis, and if they don't bring the karbonis also, they'll matam of these kochim. Ubelina, if it's left overnight, it'll also become possible. Who's the dam? When they sprinkle the blood, chayom elemishum, figel nois of atomi. This we learned before, in order to have an iser of figel nois of atomi, when you eat these karbonis that had pigel, that they were shechted with a kavona, or to eat them at the wrong time, or to be makta them at the wrong time, or noisa, they were left after the prescribed time. So tummy, the person was tummy who ate them after the zrikas adam, and someone eats the boss of this carbon with these psulim, gets kodesh. Moilam bem beveisa desh and actually yutach habosa. Since they still have to be burnt, the meila remains even after the zrikas adam, because it's not eaten, and till the flesh of the korban gets burnt by the fire and starts becoming charcoals, then the mitzvah was mekuyim, and there's no more meila on the ashes and the coals that remain.